Jerry Bader Show, 10:35 on a Friday. That means it's time to check in with Wisconsin Media Check's David Fiorazzo and the bias they have exposed this week at wismediacheck.com. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. And a couple things. We have a couple blackouts again to kick off this week's media bias. And first of all, it was a blackout on the new low for Obamacare support, the Affordable Care Act, that the stations did not report. The AP poll from a little less than a week ago said 26% of Americans support the Affordable Care Act, and that is extremely low. And also, of course, it's even less than a recent Kaiser poll that came in at 38%. So this is, again, we find the pattern when something is negative toward Obamacare or the administration that the stations are not reporting on that. So it's almost a given, but we still need to let people know about it.
Now, compare that, compare the coverage or lack thereof of that number you just stated with the dubious 7.1 million number of Obamacare enrollees. Boy, you would have thought Lindbergh landed at Paris the way that thing was hailed.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, too, in just a minute. That's interesting you bring that up. We do want to give WBAY credit, though. They were the one station that did report. And this, by the way, this was an Associated Press poll that came in at 26%. Mm-hmm. And they did report on it in their 5 p.m. newscast. So kudos to WBAY. WFRV, they devoted a portion of its evening newscast last week trying to help people sign up for Obamacare, and they conducted a local 5 Affordable Care Act phone bank. So they've been trying to help, and they've been consistent in providing only positive coverage of this. The other blackout we have, Jerry, is the Benghazi blackout, which has been continual on the national level and the local level here with our media. And, of course, the Obama administration has not yet held anyone directly responsible. The most recent news to come out in the last couple of days, some Republicans accusing former deputy and acting director of the CIA of lying to Congress and of editing the Benghazi talking points to characterize the attack as a demonstration. And, of course, the former CIA director, he denied that there was a cover-up. Here's what's interesting, Jerry. The CBS reporter that was fired, Cheryl Atkinson, it's interesting that she is continuing to report on the Benghazi scandal via her personal website. Mm-hmm. And so if you guys want to follow her and really find out a true journalist that's trying to dig for the truth, she says it's unclear why federal officials seemed so confused and provided so much contradictory information about how the talking points evolved. Don't you find that interesting?
It is, and you're right. Cheryl Atkinson is an interesting story, and you were right in characterizing that she was fired because that, you know, they tried to paint it as amicable, but clearly
right.
She wasn't getting her stories on the air anymore. They felt she was too critical of the Obama administration, and that is the beauty of this modern age. Much like Wisconsin Media Check, you can establish a website and you can exercise free speech, and she continues to do that.
Yeah, and thank God for citizen journalists and tipsters and people. Of course, she's been in the professional, you know, side of journalism, but we need people, and you can go to wismediacheck.com. You can find us, interact with us on our Facebook page as well. But the next one we have, Jerry, is this interesting petition going on. There are a lot of petitions about all kinds of things, but this one called Move to Amend. It's a leftist group wanting to restrict Wisconsin political campaign spending, and a lot of the organizations endorsing, and by the way, they're very anti-corporation. They're funded by George Soros and his Open Society Institute. Obviously, this was not mentioned in the media. We bring this up because WFRV, again, for the second time this month, covered this petition, and it's being pushed in Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, and Green Bay. The group's goal is, of course, to place restrictions on political campaign spending. They are a national organization, Move to Amend. Is. And they've also, we found out that Move to Amend was also one of the groups that supported Occupy Wall Street. Now, of course, the media doesn't mention that. So it's interesting. We're seeing a little bias there.
You know what that's reminiscent of, David? For years, these anti-Walmart groups, which are just the SEIU and other very left-leaning unions.
Right.
For years, they got away without being identified as such until the media was shamed into saying, oh, by the way, these anti-Walmart groups are actually just front groups for unions who are upset that Walmart's grocery stores aren't unionized. So that the way that you do chip away at this is to point that out and point that out. And, yeah, restrict political campaign spending, and then it's fronted by a liberal billionaire.
I know.
George Soros. Tight on time. Get to your fourth one quickly here, David.
Okay, last one. The Obamacare enrollment deadline, the site was down again. There's no station in our area that mentioned it was a they blame it on a software bug. Few of the stations mentioned heavy traffic, and no one mentioned that, the administration even said it was a software bug. But anyway, since they've been pushing the Obamacare sign-ups, this goes back to the fact that the administration did spend more than $677 million taxpayer dollars on this healthcare.gov website, supposedly to get it to function like Amazon.com, but they can't handle the heavy traffic. One final thing, the local stations had previously reported that the problems with the website were fixed. Of course, no mention of that. Give kudos one more time to WBAY. They provided the fairest coverage compared to the other stations on the Obamacare enrollment deadline.
All right, David Fiorazzo again. As always, if you've got something, you see an episode of Bias, send it to wismediacheck.com. Wismediacheck.com. David, we'll talk to you in a week.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yep. All right, I've got a couple of things yet in this segment. Item one, Republicans said they were, that's Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly, said they were going to move to expel former leader, majority leader, Bill Cramer, of course, now charged with sexual assault. Governor Walker urged them to do their homework. Apparently they have. And they see a legal minefield there. They're afraid that moving to expel him would jeopardize the criminal case now against him. So again, yesterday, they urged him step down. A recall is impractical because he's up for election in November anyway. By the time you get that done, you might shave maybe a month or two off that. And he said he's not running. I agreed with the move to expel. It now does, however, I have to admit, look impractical. Of course, Democrats are now beating them up. Oh, I still think you should expel him. It probably would jeopardize the criminal case. Were this 6 months ago, I would say push it no matter what. It's early April. He's going to be out of office in January. That's a long time for a pig like this to remain in office. And the politically expedient thing probably would be to move ahead with the expulsion anyway. I think, again, under the right circumstances, I think it's the right thing to do. He should be gone. He should be gone. I just don't know if the more that I hear about it, while I support expulsion, I don't know if it's really viable. And he'll be gone one way or the other in January. He apparently is just not going to do the right thing and step down. So Republicans just may have to live with that. I'm going to vent at a phony movement, and I have done it before. The Christian social justice movement. Social justice is a euphemism for socialism. They are criticizing Marquette University for presenting an award to U.S. Representative Paul Ryan. Faithful America says the 2014 Les Aspin Public Service Award is not befitting Ryan because of his budget proposal, which they say is anti-Christian because it cuts entitlement programs. I'm so tired of this, I could spit blood. Government helping the poor is not what the Catholic, is not the Catholic teaching. I was baptized a Catholic. I was a practicing Catholic until I was 18 years old. And I can tell you what the Catholic Church teaches is that those with money, those with means have a responsibility to help the poor. Now, do people with means do that as often as they should? Some do, some don't. But to suggest that the Christian way is to support a government that redistributes to the poor is simply a lie. It is a lie. And to suggest that Ryan is somehow less of a Catholic for his proposal on the budget is preposterous. Marquette defended him to the extent that they say bestowing the honor upon him is not an endorsement of his budget. And yes, there are those in the Catholic Church who think that Ryan's position is anti-Catholic. It is no such thing. Catholicism does not teach that you support a government that gives to the poor. Catholicism teaches that you give to the poor. And liberals give to the poor less than conservatives do, according to most studies. That's just a reality. And they know that. The social justice Christianity is a fraud. Social justice is simply a politically correct word for socialism. They believe government should take care of everyone. Marquette University, I don't think, would be foolish enough to withdraw this award. And they do, though, however, say that it does not reflect an endorsement of his budget. I endorse his budget. And quite frankly, there is nothing anti-Christian about it at all. All right, just 3 minutes. We'll talk a little Final Four. The Badgers, Kentucky, Saturday night, whatever else. I may try to squeeze one more thing in here before 11. It's 10:47. On the floors of Tokyo, oh, down in London, towns of go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a-dancing with myself.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.